Is the Snyder administration gearing up for a third term?
Three is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics. So Rick Snyder cannot run again for governor because he's term limited.
But that doesn't mean Michigan's CEO governor isn't working on a succession plan.
Snyder's lieutenant governor, Brian Calley, seems to be making moves towards a run for the top job.
This is the period of the shadow campaign, as quiet talks are underway with strategists, opinion leaders, donors, and prospective donors.
Measuring support and making plans for next year, when Michigan voters will elect a new governor.
Calley's competition for the Republican nomination would almost certainly include Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette, much beloved by the Republican base.
Which would just continue the rivalry between the two factions that have existed since almost the beginning of the Snyder administration.
Calley much more likely than Schuette to continue Snyder-era programs like the Healthy Michigan Medicaid expansion and increasing taxes to pay for roads.
Now, Governor Snyder rarely passes up the chance these days to talk up his lieutenant, like at a recent press conference about the administration's plan to battle the opioid epidemic.
So with that, let me turn it over to an outstanding partner that I've had for a number of years, and I'm happy to share this podium because he's been a leader on this topic among many others, Lieutenant Governor Brian Calley.
Well, thanks, Governor.
Calley's also been out front on the administration's response to the Flint water crisis, eliminating childhood lead exposure, overhauling the mental health system, bargaining with the legislature on key issues.
And power couple alert, Calley's wife Julie is a Republican state representative serving her freshman term.
A glance at the public schedule shows an administration putting Calley in the spotlight. The governor doesn't venture out nearly as often as Calley, who's out and about on an almost daily basis.
But one cannot ignore the reality that the track record for lieutenant governors becoming governor, not so good.
The last one was Governor Bill Milliken, but he got to step into the job when Governor George Romney joined the Nixon cabinet. His lieutenant governor, Jim Brickley, lost the Republican primary after Milliken retired.
Governor John Engler tried to position his lieutenant governor, Dick Postumus, to take over, but he then lost to Jennifer Granholm.
And Granholm's lieutenant governor, John Cherry, he launched a campaign to succeed her, but walked away once it became clear winning wasn't in the cards.
Calley will have to shake incumbent fatigue among voters. And the fact that while Snyder's numbers are improving, polling suggests the public is still not very satisfied with the job he's doing.
Calley would have to pull off a difficult balancing act if he runs on his and the administration's record while distinguishing himself as his own person with his own plans and his own political future.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.